Next is Mel Levitsky. Why did I stumble on that? Is that what I am? I guess I am.
I don't know. Deerdorf? I'm not sure. Okay. Well, hi. So in the fall, I teach a half-semester course, mainly because I have commitments in Vienna at the UN headquarters for a couple of weeks in November, and to try to kind of reorganize things and make up classes and everything that doesn't work. So it's a 14-session course, two credits. Start out with 1.5 credits. The students complained that I was working them too hard, and they deserved two, so it's been two since then. And it's issues in U.S. national security policy. So that's a broad subject, and I try to change this around a little bit, both to stimulate students and to keep from getting bored with the same thing. There's enough going on in the world so that you can have kind of a menu of national security policy issues. So I think next semester, I usually open, and I will open with a kind of preface, Cold War preface, some discussion of the Cold War. So I'm always ask the students in my class, a little, get in touch with them during the summer, and suggest that they read a particular book by Stephen Ambrose, which is a nice, easy read, but very very good on issues that came up during the Cold War. And then we'll look at the first half of the course, broader issues of doctrine, strategy, governmental processes affecting national security policy. So we'll look at the NSC system and how that's organized. We'll discuss human rights and idealism and realism and how they fit into U.S. foreign policy or ignored in some cases, and why. We look at civil-military relations, an important issue these days when we're involved militarily in so many places around the world and we still have American diplomacy to conduct, and the role of the United Nations as part of that, and then look at the use of force and its alternatives, and employment of diplomacy, coalition building, use of sanctions, negotiations, and public diplomacy. So that's already a pretty broad menu. But I also like to throw in a couple of regions. We can't cover every region of the world, but some way of illustrating how these broader issues are employed by U.S. National security advisors and President, Secretary of State, Secretary of Defense in a variety of areas of the world. I always like to look at policy regarding Iran and North Korea because they present some interesting problems for U.S. foreign policy. And then sometimes we look at Afghanistan, sometimes broader Middle East issues. So the course is policy-oriented. There are three case studies in the course. Students will have a choice not a choice of reading them, but a choice of writing a one-page policy paper. This is a prize document in Washington. In my experience, as you know, I had a long career in the U.S. Foreign Service. Those are the requirements. There will be a critique of the U.S. national security strategy, which was issued just last year by the Obama administration. Every administration is supposed to issue a strategy. And then the final paper is a memo, five-page memo, either to the Secretary of State, Secretary of Defense, or from one of them to the President. On a topic to be agreed between the student and myself. So basically what I'm trying to do is not only impart some knowledge, but also try to hone your skills in policy analysis, policy formulation, recommendations, writing especially, and oral presentation. A lot of emphasis on class discussion in that regard.